Shri Chinmoy, thank you very much. Sydney Opera House this evening and playing for us. You have a very unique style of playing the organ, of course, and as many others have said, that you combine a kind of Eastern as well as a Western style. Your own style is perhaps, we might say, Eastern. The organ you're playing here is very Western. Do you find that the organ, which for many centuries, of course, has served the Christian church as a spiritual kind of musical instrument, do you also find a spirituality in the organ as such?
Yes, I find spirituality in the organ more than I find it any other instrument. Here I see organ is not only the king of all the musical instruments, but it is also the queen of all the instruments. It has very subtle, delicate touch at the same time. When you think of the king, is somebody who is very powerful and like sovereign. And when you think of the queen, there is softness and sweetness and delicate touch. So this organ combines both God the man and God the woman.
So in your music, you are finding an expression of God, which comes from within you and is expressed by the organ, sometimes as king, sometimes as queen. They're very beautiful sentiments. And do you find then that when you, I've seen you on videotape talking about soulful music, do you find the organ is what we might call a soulful instrument?
It is soulful at the same time powerful. Sometimes the soul does not express power in it, but here I see the soul of the organ expresses power as well. We see an individual, he expresses his inner capacities, let us say through power or through love and through the divine aspects. But here organ has the capacity to express many divine qualities at the same time.
And you find that through the organ and the sounds that it makes, there is a kind of awakening of spirituality, an expression of spirituality possible.
Yes,
through the...
Not only the awakening, but also the expression, revelation. Revelation of the inner being, we call it.
And the inner being, you being a poet as well as a musician, I find it's also very interesting to compare the inner spirituality of poetry with the inner spirituality of music, which in the Western tradition, for example, has almost gone separate paths in the last 200 or 300 years. Maybe 400 years ago, music and poetry were rather more similar. And when we go back to the ancient Greeks, music and poetry were almost one thing. Now, in your poetry and your music, do you find a similar kind of spirituality?
Yes, I find poetry and music, in my case, go together. Poetry has the vision, and this vision is expressed through music. We have a vision, or let us say, of tomorrow's dawn. We have the vision, but there is no way to manifest, to reveal and manifest that vision. So here comes the music. Music expresses the vision that poetry has, poetry embodies. First, we have the vision of reality deep within us, and that vision music brings to the fore.
And the improvisation which you just played, the piece which you just played, did that have a particular title or
there's
any particular ideas?
No, there's no particular idea. I don't use my mind. I see myself as a child playing in my own hard garden. There are many beautiful plants, and I play hide and seek, move around. I play with the leaves and plants and flowers.
Yes.
Inside my, I enter into my heart garden and I see the plants and I enjoy nature's beauty deep within me, inside my heart garden. So I do not use my mind. A child does not use his mind. He just plays with flowers, with toys, with dolls. In my case also, I play with the flowers, leaves and fruits.
It is just creativity.
It is creative.
Just being creative.
Yes.
Yes.
Creation for creation's sake.
Yes.
It is, there is no set method. There is no hard and fast rule that I have to do this, I have to do that. No. A child uses his heart. he does everything spontaneously.
Yes.
So in my case also, I try to do everything in spontaneously like a child.
And the spontaneity comes through very clearly in the music. You have also been quoted as saying that alongside meditation, music is the next thing to the spiritual person, or words to that effect.
Music and spirituality must go side by side. A seeker, a truth seeker and a God lover pay more attention to God the Creator. He's 24 hours, he's ready to pray and meditate. He wants to embody God's infinite light. A seeker is more conscious of God, unfortunately, than a musician. A musician has the universal language deep within him, but he does not know that the source of the universal language is silence. Language is not the source. Silence is the source. Sound is not the source. Source is the silence. So meditation helps us dive deep within. Mm. So here, silence is the source and sound is an expression. It is the outer form. When you enter into a temple, temple we need, because there is a shrine inside it.
Yes.
So for me, meditation reminds me of the shrine inside the temple. And then when you think of the music, it is the temple. And without the temple, there can be no shrine. Shrine will be ruined. And again, if there is no temple, where can you have the shrine? So they go together. So music and spirituality have to go together.
Yes.
Spirituality reminds us of silence, of the Creator. And music reminds us of God the creation. Spirituality reminds us of God the Creator. And music reminds us of God the creation. Beauty, universal beauty through music, if you
feel.
But universal silence, transcendental silence that we get from spirituality, from meditation.
Yes.
They go side by like upwards and reverse of the same coin, but we have to know which one has to be brought forward. Inner divinity or the outer reality. Inner divinity has to come forward to express the outer reality.
In Western civilization, there has been at least twice in the last 2,000 or 3,000 years where part of civilization, the ancient Greeks and the Renaissance people, looked at everything in intellectual life, sport, music, and many other things to make a completely rounded person, a whole man. And of course, many people have spoken of you with your sporting interests.
I'm a jack of all trades, master.
I think it's not just a question of being a jack of all trades, though. It is something that you use, in a sense, to transcend yourself. You set a certain goal, you move in a certain direction with music, just as you've taken up the organ. Relatively recently, you played the Indian Esraj and the bamboo flute and many, many other instruments.
Tomorrow I'll be playing about 30 instruments.
Yes.
In Melbourne.
Do you find that the organ then is a kind of transcendence in your own life?
In my case, organ seems to be in highest peak.
Yes.
I have been playing quite a few instruments for the last 10 years. Sometimes I go up to 100 instruments. Usually I play 30 instruments in peace concert. But organ is like the highest peak, pinnacle. It's
yes.
The combination. When I play organ there, I feel myself complete. It is there. Something deep within me. And it is like the blossoming of the tree, fully blossomed tree. Whereas when I play other instruments, flute or cello or violin or viola,
yes.
There I see a few beautiful flowers
yes.
on a particular branch. A few beautiful, most beautiful flowers on a particular branch. But when I play organ, I feel that the whole tree has blossomed fully and gloriously to my satisfaction. Here I feel my hunger, musical hunger,
yes.
is satisfied completely.
Well, Sri Chinmoy, thank you very much for granting us this interview. You've been very gracious, and thank you very much.
You have been extremely kind to me. My heart is all gratitude to you. I have heard so much about you, and I'm extremely, extremely grateful to you for you allowing me to play here and to be here with you. My heart is all gratitude to you.
Thank you, Sri Chinmoy. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good.